Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And John went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O
Christ.
Please be seated. In the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius's rule, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was the ruler of Galilee, more than any other gospel writer, Luke locates the ministry of John and Jesus within history, the secular political world of the time, within Hellenistic culture and the Roman Empire rule. Luke does this to broaden out our understanding of Jesus' mission, as it says at the end of this proclamation, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is what the Baptist cries, echoing Isaiah's words. The writer does also not ignore the religious context. These events occurred during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. So, Luke is writing for the Greco-Roman world, but he writes with full awareness of the culture and community of Judaism. So while Luke gives us an expansive whole world perspective on John and Jesus' ministry, it's striking that God's word comes to one who is in an absolutely surprising and different place. Outside the place of political and religious power, the word of God comes to John in the wilderness. Not to the leaders of the empire or to the leaders of the church. And that the word does come in the wilderness is an indication that something new is happening. Something new is breaking into the world. Something that will challenge old ways. There is a new age on the horizon. It will challenge the way of the empire. It will also challenge the way of the church. It will challenge the empire's way of rule through victory and violence. It will challenge the church's rule through elitism and status. The key feature of the new age, of this new world that is coming, that God's child is bringing, this new proclamation is forgiveness, a nonviolent, a non-elite form of community, an inclusive one. Such an age will call for and will enable a change of attitude, a change of mind, a new way of living and being. The Greek word is metanoia. It's a great, wonderful word. Change of mind, turning around, here described as repentance. John comes proclaiming the new age by a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, for a change of heart. Prepare the way. Make straight the paths. Fill in the valleys. Lower the mountains. Straighten out those crooked roads. Smooth out the rough places. All these places, I imagine and understand, are places within our hearts and within our communities. Ordinarily, this kind of proclamation or exhortation is a call for alterations or changes for a visiting ruler straighten things out for the emperor to come. But the Baptist is suggesting something different. The goal is for all the people to be able to travel on the path, on the way to salvation. And as we read the story again, we understand that the one who is sent by God is actually making this way accessible for us all, for all people, for all flesh, through his welcome of care and love, through forgiveness for all. Jesus' way will be to seek and save the lost. It's often called Luke's motto for the gospel. Jesus comes on his path, on his way, to seek and save the lost, those who have lost their way, which seems like us many times, and those to whom a way is denied. Jesus' path will be straight to your hearts, to those who are excluded, to those who are not valued, to the hopeless, to the longing for healing, to those who long for life, and in this way also to those who have lost their way. Jesus comes to all who long for a change of heart. We gather in this season of hope for is what we long for, a change of world to all separated from God's community by systems and rulers, and by our own failings. Make straight these paths. Smooth out the rough ways. But we know that for Jesus, the path will be difficult, because his path will lead straight to the cross. The cross is the baptism that Jesus will experience. And though we have driven him there, it is the very place that he goes in order to find us, to bring salvation, to bring forgiveness, to offer us a new calling for life, to change the world's heart, our hearts and minds, with forgiveness and a new way, a new community. So on this blessed day of baptism, we remember and rejoice with Hannah Ray that we are with her, baptized into a new world, not a world of violence and status, but a world of forgiveness and a mind and heart open to all, and a calling, a sending, symbolized by the water which we wash, but made true by God's promises with those words, God's promises in Christ Jesus, enabling, empowering, and calling us to follow Jesus, to seek and save the lost. Luke starts out with this historical context, but it's not just for 2,000 years ago. He's encouraging us to remember in our age who are our rulers. We are called in our time, during our time of leaders, our history. A time when God's word often does seem like it's languishing in the wilderness, to live in our baptism, to express our community with God, to make a way to follow Jesus, to encourage and enable new hearts and new minds, to change our ways for our own planet, that we may flourish and survive, that refugees throughout the world might find a path, a straight path, a hopeful path to life and hope, that we might find ways and words in our own hearts to forgive, that will heal divisions and animosities, both between one another and between communities. Today, the Baptist cry is current and comes to us, historically and spiritually true. Prepare the way of the Lord, that all flesh might see God's salvation. Amen.